It's time to once again claim my listener-given title of Texas political swami with a big I told you so in school finance. Julie Chang's story in the Austin American-Statesman about the House's school finance bill contained these lines. Several superintendents from primarily urban and suburban school districts applauded the bill for dropping their recapture payments, which they must pay to the state to help support property poor districts. And then you get this line. Not all school districts, however, would benefit. Some superintendents said they would actually lose money under the bill. It was the choice of the politicians to claim they plan to fix school finance once and for all, but nothing they do will fix it from all perspectives. All they can do is make it somewhat better, which is why I'm surprised at how this session, compared to last, I'm hearing very little about how the new proposal in HB 3 actually simplifies the convoluted system. Last legislative session, the constant refrain was the need for a much simpler and transparent school finance system. I've told you that no matter the cheerleading, no school finance fix will last for long, for even with the more money always demanded, there always follows a dispute about some districts getting more of that more money than others. In other words, there is no one-size-fits-all school finance fix possible. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m. and keep up with the news and commentary of the Lone Star State. And join my listener club, too, at prattontexas.com.